You're listening to SBS News.
The World Health Organization says an independent review of the response to the coronavirus pandemic will begin as soon as possible, after it received backing from China. The pledge was made during an online meeting of its ministerial assembly, where United States Health Secretary Alex Azar accused the WHO of failing to control the crisis.
We must be frank about one of the primary reasons this outbreak spun out of control. There was a failure by this organization to obtain the information that the world needed, and that failure cost many lives. In an apparent attempt to conceal this outbreak, at least one member state made a mockery of their transparency obligations, with tremendous cost for the entire world. We saw that WHO failed at its core mission of information sharing and transparency when member states do not act in good faith. This cannot ever happen again.
Chinese President Xi Jinping says his government will support a WHO-led review of the pandemic, but only after it's been brought under control. He's also promised $3 billion over 2 years to help contain the virus, especially in developing countries.
All along, China has acted with openness, transparency and responsibility. We have provided the information to the WHO and relevant countries in a most timely fashion. We have released the genome sequence at the earliest possible time. We have shared control and treatment experience. We have done everything in our power to support and assist countries in need.
It comes as some of the European countries worst hit by COVID-19 report another drop in their daily death tolls. Spain has recorded its lowest daily figure in 2 months with another 59 deaths, while Britain is reporting 160 new fatalities. Italy's daily toll has dropped below 100, as most of the country's bars, cafes, restaurants, shops and hairdressers begin reopening after almost 3 months. Meanwhile, Germany and France have jointly proposed a recovery fund to boost European economies hit by the pandemic. The fund would be worth around $896 billion and would see the European Union offer grants rather than loans for sectors and regions that have been badly affected by COVID-19. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says Europe will emerge stronger from the crisis.
We know that the impact of the virus on our countries is different. And that means there's a danger that the economic effects of the virus threaten the cohesion of the European Union. So the recovery fund has to help ensure all states in Europe can react appropriately, and that requires an extraordinary one-off effort, which Germany and France are prepared to make.
In the United States, biotech firm Moderna has reported promising early results from the first clinical tests of an experimental coronavirus vaccine. It says the levels of antibodies found in those who took part in the safety trials were similar to those in blood samples of people who've recovered from COVID-19. The development comes as US President Donald Trump reveals he's taking a malaria drug as a preventative measure against coronavirus, despite it not being a proven treatment against the illness. The US Food and Drug Administration has cautioned against the use of hydroxychloroquine for COVID-19 outside a hospital setting or clinical trial due to a risk of heart rhythm problems. But Mr. Trump has told reporters he's not concerned about possible side effects.
What do you have to lose? Okay, what do you have to lose?
So I
have been taking it for about a week and a half.
Every day.
At some point, every day. I take a pill every day. At some point, I'll stop. What I'd like to do is I'd like to have the cure and or the vaccine, and that'll happen, I think, very soon.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Amy Hall, SBS News.